from Pharaoh, you'll sure keep us in this place. God, thank you for your goodness. I'll never have to fear. I know my children and me will eat every day of our lives because you're the one that sustains us. God, I worship you. Who knows? That's a whole different heart. Man, come on. It's called humility, folks. It's honoring God. It's not, yeah, same stupid flavor. He's God. You think he could put some raisins in it or something? Come on. Gee. Okay, let's read because I feel like there's more here heading down into these scriptures. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. Did you hear what he just said? Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. So endurance is important. Do you realize you're in a war? Do you realize that everything doesn't just fall on your lap? Forgiveness comes, it's very simple. Righteousness is a gift. Being forgiven is you turn your heart, you repent, you pray, and God washes you and cleanses you of all unrighteousness, and he fills you with his spirit and you're his. That's a good deal. But to walk out or work out your salvation, who knows, we watch these terms. Fight the good fight of faith. The weapons of your warfare aren't carnal, but mighty. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but powers and principalities, right? You hear it? Endure hardship as a good soldier. We're in a war. Okay? Fight the good fight of faith. Man, if everything fell in your lap, you wouldn't be told all this. God tells us, Hebrews 10, you have need of endurance.